Chapter 6. He, the Supreme Self, sustains the Self in two ways, as breath of life and as the sun. Therefore, there are two parts for him, inner and outer, and they both come back to where they begin in a day and night. The sun is the outer self. The inner self is breath of life. Hence, the motion of the inner self is inferred from the motion of the outer self. For thus it is said, he who knows and has thrown off all sins, the overseer of the senses, the pure-minded, firmly grounded in the self and looking away from all worldly objects, he is the same. Likewise, the motion of the outer self is inferred from the motion of the inner self. For thus it is said, he who within the sun is the golden person, who looks upon this earth from his golden place, he is the same who, after entering the inner lotus of the heart, devours food, perceives sensuous objects, and so on. And he who, having entered the inner lotus of the heart, devours food, the same having gone to the sky as the fire of the sun, called time, and being invisible, devours all beings as his food. What is that lotus, and of what is it made? The Valakhilyas ask. That lotus is the same as space. The four quarters and the four intermediate points are its leaves. These two, breath and the sun, move on near to each other in the heart and in the space. Let him worship these two with the syllable Om, with the mystical utterance Bhu, Bhuva, Sva, and with the Savitri, sun's hymn. There are two forms of Brahman, the formed and material effect, and the unformed and immaterial cause. The material is unreal. The immaterial is real. That which is real is Brahman. But that which is Brahman is light, and that which is light is the sun. And this sun became the supreme self of that Om. He divided himself threefold, for Om consists of three letters, A, O, M. Through them, all this is contained in him as warp and woof. For thus it is said, meditate on that sun as Om. Join yourself, the breath, with the self of the sun. The three-footed Brahman has its root upward. The branches are space, wind, fire, water, earth, and so on. This one Ashvattha, native fig tree by name, the world is Brahman, and of it that is the light which is called the sun, and it is also the light of that syllable, Om. Therefore, let him forever worship that breath and sun as manifestations of Brahman with the syllable Om. He alone enlightens us. For thus it is said, this alone is the pure syllable. This alone is the highest syllable. He who knows this syllable only, whatever he desires, is his. And thus it has been said elsewhere, this Om is the sound-endowed body of him. This is his gender-endowed body, that is, feminine, masculine, neuter. This is his light-endowed body, that is, fire, air, sun. This is his Lord-endowed body, that is, Brahma, Rudra, Vishnu. This is his mouth-endowed body, that is, sacrificial fires for householders, ancestors, and deities. This is his knowledge-endowed body, that is, Rik, Yajus, Saman, the three Vedas. This is his world-endowed body, that is, Bhu, Bhuva, Svaha, earth, sky, and heaven. This is his time-endowed body, that is, past, present, future. This is his heat-endowed body, that is breath, fire, sun. This is his growth-endowed body, that is food, water, moon. This is his thought-endowed body, that is intellect, mind, personality. This is his breath-endowed body, that is prana, apana, vyana. Therefore, by the aforesaid syllable Om, are all these enumerated bodies praised and identified. For thus it is said, O Satyakama, the syllable Om is the high and the low Brahman. This world was unuttered. Then forsooth Prajapati, having brooded, uttered it in the words Bhu, Bhuva, Svaha. This is the grossest body of that Prajapati, consisting of the three worlds. Of that body, Svaha is the head, Bhuva, the navel, Bhu, the feet. The sun is the eye, for in the eye is fixed man's great measure. With the eye, he makes all measurement. The eye is truth, for the person dwelling in the eye proceeds to all things, knows all objects with certainty. Therefore, let a man worship the utterance Bhu, Bhuva, Svaha, for thus Prajapati, the supreme self of all, is worshipped as the eye of all, sun. Surely the supreme self, absorbed in prana, breath, which is called immortal, is the thinker, the perceiver, the goer, the evacuator, the delighter, the doer, the speaker, the taster, the smeller, the seer, the hearer, and the one that touches. He is the pervader who has entered into the body. And it is said, when the knowledge is twofold, subjective and objective, then he hears, sees, smells, tastes, and touches something, for it is the Supreme Self that knows everything. But when the knowledge is not twofold, without effect, cause, and action, without a name, without a comparison, without a predicate, what is that? It cannot be told. And the same Supreme Self is also called Ishana, Lord, Shambhu, Bhava, Rudra, Tamasa, Prajapati, Lord of Creatures, Visvasrij, Creator of All, Hiranyagarbha, Satyam, Truth, Prana, Breath, Hamsa, Rajasa, Shastri, Ruler, Vishnu, Narayana, Satvika, Arka, Savitri, Dhatri, Supporter, Vidhatri, Creator, Samraj, King, Indra, Indu, Moon. He is also he who warms, the sun hidden by the thousand-eyed golden egg, as one fire by another. He is to be thought after. He is to be sought after. Having said farewell to all living beings, having gone to the forest, and having renounced all sensuous objects, let man perceive the Supreme Self from out of his own body. See him who assumes all forms, the golden, who knows all things, who ascends highest, alone in his splendor, and warms us. The thousand-rayed who abides in 100 places, the spirit of all creatures, see him, the sun, rise. He who, by knowing that this is the supreme self of both breath and sun, meditates, while meditating on them, on his supreme self, sacrifices, while sacrificing to them, to his supreme self. This meditation, and the mind thus absorbed in these acts, are praised by the wise. The thinking Purush, person, when he abides in nature, is the eater who feeds on the food supplied by nature. The elemental self is truly his food, his maker being Pradhana, nature. Footnote: the primordial matter, the original source of the material universe. End of footnote. Therefore, what is composed of the three qualities, gunas, is the food, but the person within is the eater. And for this, the evidence is supplied by the senses. For animals spring from seed, and as the seed is the food, therefore it is clear that what is food is the seed, cause of everything. Therefore, as has been said, the Purusha, person, is the eater. Prakriti, footnote, the primal nature with its three constituent qualities, gunas, end of footnote, the food, and abiding within it, he feeds. All that begins with the power of intellect and ends with the elements, being developed from the distinction of nature with its three qualities, is the sign that there is Purusha, an intelligent subject. This is comprehended in the following verse. This world is indeed the food called pleasure, pain, and delusion, the result of the three qualities. There is no getting hold of the taste of the seed, cause, so long as there is no development, production of effect. And in its three stages also, it has the character of food, as childhood, youth, and old age. For, because these are developed, therefore there is in them the character of food. As pradhana, nature, moves towards become manifest, there arises perception of it. Intellect and the rest, such as will, conception, consciousness, are for testing the effects of pradhana. Then there are the five perceptive organs, intended for the five objects of senses, for the tasting of them. And thus arise all actions of the five active organs, and the acts of the five pranas, or vital airs, for the tasting of their corresponding objects. Thus what is manifest and what is not manifest is food. The enjoyer of it is without qualities, but because he has the quality of being an enjoyer, it follows that he possesses intelligence. As Agni, fire, is the food eater among the deities, and Soma, the food, so he who knows this eats food by Agni. This elemental self, called Soma, food, is also called Agni, as having undeveloped nature for its mouth, as enjoying through nature and being dependent of it, because it is said, the Purusha, person, enjoys nature with its three qualities, by the mouth of undeveloped nature. He who knows this is an ascetic, a yogin. He is a performer of the self-sacrifice. And he who does not touch the objects of the senses when they intrude on him, he is an ascetic, a yogin, a performer of the self-sacrifice. This is the highest form of self, that is, food. For this prana, this body, subsists on food. If it eats not, it cannot perceive, hear, touch, see, smell, taste, and it loses the vital airs. For thus it is said, if it eats, then it is in full possession of the vital airs. It can perceive, hear, touch, speak, taste, smell, see. And thus it is said, from food are born all creatures that live on earth. Afterwards, they live on food, and in the end, when they die, they return to it. And thus it is said elsewhere, surely all these creatures run about day and night, wishing to catch food. The sun takes food with his rays, and by it he shines. These vital airs digest when sprinkled with food. Fire flares up by food, and by Brahma, Prajapati, desirous of food, has all this been made. Therefore let a man worship food as his self, for thus it is said, from food creatures are born, by food they grow when born. Because it is eaten and because it eats creatures, therefore it is called food, annam. And thus it is said elsewhere, this food is the body of the blessed Vishnu, the all-sustaining. Breath is the essence of food, mind of breath, knowledge of mind, bliss of knowledge. He who knows this is possessed of food, breath, mind, knowledge, and bliss. Whatever creatures here on earth eat food, abiding in them, he who knows this eats food. Food overcomes decay. Food is the eldest born. Food is the healer. Food is the breath of life. And thus it has been said elsewhere. Food is the cause of all this. Time is the cause of food. And the sun is the cause of time. The visible form of time is the year, consisting of 12 months, made up of nimeshas, twinklings, and other measures. For thus it is said, as many portions of time as there are, through them the sun proceeds. He who worships time as Brahman, from him time moves away very far. And thus it is said, from time all beings flow, from time they grow, in time they obtain rest. Time is visible, sun, and invisible, moments. There are two forms of Brahman, time and non-time. That which was before the existence of the sun and its like is non-time and has no parts. That which had its beginning from the sun and its like is time and has parts. Of that which has parts, the year is the form, and from the year are born all creatures. When produced by the year, they grow, and go again to rest in the year. Therefore the year is Prajapati, is time, is food, is the nest of Brahman, is Supreme Self. Thus it is said, time ripens and dissolves all beings in the great Supreme Self. But he who knows into what time itself is dissolved, he is the knower of the Veda. This manifest time is the great ocean of creatures. He who is called Savitri, the sun, as begetter, dwells in it, from whence the moon, stars, planets, the year, and the rest are begotten. From then again comes all this, and thus, whatever good or bad that is seen in this world comes from them. Therefore, Brahman is the self of the sun, and a man should worship the sun under the name of time. Some say the sun is Brahman, and thus it is said, the sacrificer, the deity that enjoys sacrifice, the oblation, the hymn, the sacrifice, Vishnu, Prajapati, all that exists is the Lord, the witness, that shines in the circle of the sun up there. In the beginning, Brahman was all this. He was one and infinite. Infinite in the east, infinite in the south, infinite in the west, infinite in the north, above and below, and everywhere infinite. East and the other regions do not exist for him, nor across, nor below, nor above. The highest Supreme Self is not to be fixed. He is unlimited, unborn, not to be reasoned about, not to be conceived. He is like space everywhere, and at the destruction of the universe, he alone is awake. Thus from space, he wakes all this world, which consists of thought only, and by him alone is all this meditated on, and in him it is dissolved. His is that luminous form which shines in the sun, and the manifold light in the smokeless fire, and the heat which in the stomach digests the food. Thus it is said, he who is in the fire, and he who is in the heart, and he who is in the sun, they are one and the same. He who knows this becomes one with the one. This is the rule for achieving it, that is, concentration of the mind on the object of meditation, restraining of the breath, restraining of the senses, meditation, fixed attention, investigation, absorption. These are called the sixfold yoga. When beholding by this yoga, he beholds the gold-colored maker, the Lord, the person, Brahman, the cause. Then the sage, leaving behind good and bad, makes everything, breath, organs of sense, body, and so on, to be one in the highest indestructible. And thus it is said, as birds and deer do not approach a burning mountain, so sins never approach those who know Brahman. And thus it is said elsewhere, when he who knows has, while he is still prana, breath, restrained his mind and placed all objects of the senses far away from himself, then let him remain without any conceptions. And because the living person called prana, breath, has been produced here on earth from that which is not prana, the thinking supreme self, therefore let this prana merge himself in what is called the fourth. And thus it is said, what is without thought, though placed in the center of thought, what cannot be thought, the hidden, the highest, let a man merge his thought there. Then will this living being be without attachment. And thus it has been said elsewhere, there is the superior fixed attention, dharana, for him, that is, if he presses the tip of the tongue down the palate and restrains voice, mind and breath, he sees Brahman by discrimination of the timeless from time-bound. And when, after the cessation of mind, he sees his own self, smaller than small, and shining as the highest supreme self, then, having seen his self as the supreme self, he becomes selfless. And because he is selfless, he is without limit, without cause, absorbed in thought. This is the highest mystery, that is, final liberation. And thus it is said, through the serenity of the thought, he kills all actions, good or bad. His self serene, abiding in the supreme self, obtains imperishable bliss. And thus it has been said elsewhere, a channel called Sushumna, going upwards, serving as the passage of the prana, is divided within the palate. Through that channel, when it has been joined by the breath held in subjection, by the sacred syllable Om, and by the mind absorbed in the contemplation of Brahman, let him proceed upwards, and after turning the tip of the tongue to the palate, without using any of the organs of sense, let greatness perceive greatness. From thence he goes to selflessness, and through selflessness he ceases to experience pleasure and pain. He obtains aloneness, keval atva, final deliverance. And thus it is said, having successfully fixed the breath, after it had been restrained in the palate, thence having crossed the limit, the life, let him join himself afterwards to the limitless Brahman in the crown of the head. And thus it has been said elsewhere, two Brahmans have to be meditated on, the word and the non-word. By the word alone is the non-word revealed. Now there is the word Om. Moving upward by it, where all words and all what is meant by them cease, he arrives at absorption in the non-word, Brahman. This is the way, this is the immortal, this is union, and this is bliss. As the spider, moving upward by the thread, gains free space, thus also he who meditates, moving upwards by the syllable Om, gains freedom from dependence. Other teachers of the word, as Brahman, think otherwise. They listen to the sound of the space within the heart, while they stop the ears with the thumbs. They compare it to seven noises, like the sound of rivers, a bell, a brazen vessel, the wheels of a carriage, the croaking of frogs, rain, or of a man speaking in a windless cavern. Having passed beyond this variously apprehended sound, and having settled in the supreme, soundless non-word, unmanifested Brahman, they become undistinguished and undistinguishable as various flavors of the flowers are lost in the taste of honey. And thus it is said, two Brahmans are to be known, the word Brahman and the highest Brahman. He who is perfect in the word Brahman attains the highest Brahman. And thus it has been said elsewhere, the syllable Om is what is called the word, and its end is the silent, the soundless, fearless, sorrowless, joyful, satisfied, firm, unwavering, immortal, immovable, certain Brahman called Vishnu. Let him worship these two, that he may obtain what is higher than everything, final deliverance. For thus it is said, he who is the high and the highest, by name Omkara, he is soundless and free from all distinctions. Therefore, let a man dwell on him in the crown of his head. And thus it has been said elsewhere, the body is the bow. The syllable Om is the arrow. Its point is the mind. Having pierced through the darkness, which consists of ignorance, it approaches that which is not covered by darkness. Then, having pierced through that which was covered, the individual self, he saw Brahman, flashing like a wheel on fire, bright like the sun, vigorous, beyond all darkness, that which shines forth in yonder sun, in the moon, in the fire, in the lightning. And having seen him, he obtains immortality. And thus it has been said, meditation is directed to the highest being Brahman within, and before to the objects, body, Om, mind. Thence the indistinct understanding becomes distinct. And when the works of the mind are dissolved, then that bliss which requires no other witness, that is Brahman, the immortal, the brilliant, that is the way, that is true world. And thus it has been said elsewhere, he who has his senses withdrawn as in sleep, and who, while in the cavern of his senses, his body, but no longer ruled by them, sees, as in a dream, with the purest intellect, him who is called Prana, Om, the leader, the bright, the sleepless, free from age, from death and sorrow. He is himself also called Prana, and becomes a leader, bright, sleepless, free from age, from death and sorrow. And thus it is said, because in this manner he joins the prana, breath, the om, and this universe in its manifold forms, or because they join themselves to him, therefore this process of meditation is called yoga, joining. And thus it has also been said elsewhere, as a man fishing, after drawing the fishes out of the waters with a net, offers them as a sacrifice in the fire of his stomach, thus are these pranas, vital airs, after they have been drawn out with the syllable Om, offered in the faultless fire, Brahman. Hence, he is like a heated vessel, full of clarified butter. For as the clarified butter in the heated vessel lights up, when touched with grass and sticks, so does this being, which is called not breath, Atman, light up, when touched by the pranas, the vital airs. And that which flares up, that is the manifest form of Brahman. That is the highest place of Vishnu. That is the essence of Rudra. Dividing itself in endless ways, it fills all these worlds. And thus it is said, as the sparks from the fire, and as the rays from the sun, so do the pranas, breath of life, and everything else proceed again and again from him here on earth.